Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply life insurance. Life insurance. When you think about it, my friends, we buy insurance on almost everything, don't we? If you go to purchase a new cellular phone, then they're going to ask you if you want to buy the protection plan. Go buy a new washer and dryer, a new refrigerator, or an oven, and they're going to all offer you an insurance policy that says if it breaks down, they'll come back and they'll fix it. Well, by the same token, my friends, even though we put insurance on homes, autos, and everything else we can imagine, there is no insurance that outsells life insurance, because everyone recognizes that there's going to come a day when they'll leave this earth and go on somewhere else, and they're going to want to have some policies to protect them. Well, the best life insurance in the world, my friends, is having a relationship with Christ. It not only protects our physical bodies, but it protects every single aspect of our lives. You remember the Bible tells us in 1 John 5:12, he that has a son has life. He that does not have the Son of God does not have life. Then in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes into the Father except by me. The LIFE acronym, my friends, outlines the 4 key components that make this Christian life so special to us, how relationship with God protects us in so many different areas. The first one, my friends, that L says, a relationship with Christ also connects our loved ones. It's not just about us, it's about the loved ones. See, in Christianity, salvation not only impacts the head of the household, it can impact everybody in the household. You know, the Bible says in Acts 16:31, they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved and your house. Then the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 4:16 that we should take heed unto ourselves and unto the doctrine, continuing the word of God, for in doing this we can save ourselves and those that hear us. You see, the greatest thing about this Christian life is God not only provides protection to us, he provides protection to our loved ones. When people purchase life insurance, they're not really purchasing it for themselves. They'll get no benefit of a life insurance policy. In fact, they're actually getting it to make things easier for someone they love. Have you ever stopped to consider, my friends, that a relationship with God makes things easier for someone you love? Not only does your attitude increase and your prayer life improve and your relationship with God is enhanced, but then that light is also shining in front of your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your husband and wife. It's shining at your job, and everyone you love has the opportunity now to connect with Christ on a deeper level just because of you. When was the last time you thought about this, my friends, that your relationship with God has a ripple effect and not only blesses your life, it blesses the lives of everyone around you? Yes, my friends and neighbors, a benefit of God is that this relationship transcends and permeates to our loved ones. You remember the Bible tells us in Psalms 103 that the righteousness of God endures to all generations, to children's children. Yes, my friends, there are people who are blessed today because of what their parents did. They're healed today because their parents led them to the path of getting closer to God. That I in our life acronym reminds us that this Christian life includes integrity. Now, I'm going to give you a different spin on the word. See, integrity is typically when people do things that make them look smart, that look intelligent, that improve their status in the community. They're more likely to make that decision. And oftentimes, people don't overlook the fact that when we make a decision to serve Christ, that's a decision based on integrity. It makes us look smarter. It makes us look wiser. It makes us look better. When was the last time you stopped to think about the fact that God makes you look good? Yes, my friends and neighbors, God makes us all look good. Think about it. If you see someone drive up in a brand new Rolls Royce, you may not know anything about that person, but because they're in the Rolls Royce, you assume that their credit is excellent, that they've got a lot of money, that they've got a successful career, that they've got great business connections. You assume all of that just because they're in the driver's seat of a vehicle that great. Well, that's what God does for us. See, when Christ is on the inside of us, it gives us instant credibility. It opens doors that normally would be closed. It makes people smile at us that would normally frown. It creates an atmosphere that could never be created without his power on the inside of us. You remember However, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 28:2 that these blessings shall come on us and overtake us if we are listening to the voice of the Lord our God. Then we discover in Psalms 37:4, if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give us the desires of our heart. And don't forget Isaiah 58:14. The Bible says, then thou shalt delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause you, said the Lord, to ride upon the high places of the earth. Think about the places God has allowed you to go, the things that he's blessed you to do. He's given you access like never before. God gave us a VIP pass, and that VIP pass is all because of this wonderful integrity of the relationship with Christ. That F says that a relationship with God protects our future. See, most people make decisions that impact their lives several years from now. We send our kids to college. Why? Because we think it's going to have an impact on their future. We have them go to church every Sunday. Why? Because we believe it's going to have an impact on their future. See, we always should evaluate decisions based on this principle. Will we regret or rejoice about this decision 10 years from now? Will this decision impact our freedom, our peace, our potential, our prosperity? And a decision to serve Christ checks all the boxes. Yes, my friends and neighbors, remember Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end or a bright future. Yes, my friends, God even tells us that we can add to our days, to our life, and to our peace just by keeping his commandments. Whereas some people will tell you, well, everybody's got to go sometime and everybody's day is already set. No. The Bible says, for the length of days, long life, and peace will they add to thee, in Proverbs 3:1-2. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we discover that the word of God impacts our future. Last but certainly not least, my friends, it's easy to make a decision when that decision is enjoyable. Now, many people buy things that they don't like just because they need them. Medical insurance is a perfect example. Some have never been sick, never gone to the hospital, but they pay for medical insurance all the time. That's not anything enjoyable. It's just what has to be done. The beauty about this relationship with Christ is that it is a relationship that is enjoyable. The Bible tells us in Psalms 35:9, my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and don't forget Psalms 144:15. Happy is the people whose God is the Lord. I can tell you, if somebody tells you they love God and they're upset all the time, complaining and mad, I'm going to tell you that person can't be truthful, because this Christian life is a fun life. It's an enjoyable life. It feels good to help our fellow man. It feels good to lift somebody up when their heads are hung down. It feels good to encourage and to be a source of leadership and a light that can shine in the midst of a dark world. Don't ever let anybody tell you that coming to Christ means you won't have fun. That's a lie. You're going to have some great enjoyment in this life, because it's the best decision we can make. My friends, that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.